Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast. Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Hey guys, here is another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House. Welcome.
Hey y'all.
And Brittany's here, Emmy. And we have an awesome guest today, Donna Ferguson. Donna, do you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself? You can make things
sure. Hey guys, happy Sunday. My name is Donna Ferguson. I am a native of Baltimore, Maryland. I guess the Mill Spouse side of me, I've been married since I was 17.
Wow.
1986, wow. My husband and I got married, and he went off after he had been to boot camp and his school of choice. So we got married and moved to North Carolina, Jacksonville, right where we are today, where I'm retired today. Started our lives here as Marines, him as a Marine and me as a, back then, a dependent of the U.S. Marine Corps. We started our family, raised five kids over the course of 31 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been married this summer, be 32 years.
Congratulations. And, that's a long time. Awesome.
Yeah. I don't think it's that long, but he was like, oh, you don't know.
Yeah.
So we've traveled the globe with the military everywhere from starting here in Japan, North Carolina to New York for recruiting duty, California, Okinawa, Hawaii, and back to Jacksonville where we retired in 2010.
That's so awesome.
Yep. So all my kids are grown. Yep. So that's me as Donna is concerned. And I run a small bath and body boutique here in Jacksonville. We're veteran owned. And that's it.
That's awesome. How long have you been a business owner?
Technically, 9 years.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That's according to Uncle Sam.
I mean, I guess that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
Yep,
now you and Leslie, you guys know each other outside. You know each other in person, right? You've met in person before, your friends?
Correct.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And I carry all those awesome Bath and Body Work products.
That's right.
Yep.
That's not what I meant.
How did y'all meet, Donna and Leslie?
At a Mill Spouse event, I believe, Leslie.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, through Lakeisha. However, I think it was at one of her
Shion's events.
Shion's Low. There you go.
That's what we did.
Okay, very cool. Well, Donna, we are glad that you are here today with us. And I know you have kind of a unique story to tell.
I do.
And we are really, I'm really intrigued, and I'd love to hear your story about your shop and you and your situation and what you fought cancer, right?
I'm currently wrestling with this demon. So yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say fight, because fight means that I have the potential to lose. So we're not quite unquote fighting. I'm just kind of wrestling with it a little bit. And that way when I can pin it down, make it tap out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. So it's going to happen.
So yeah, I'm dialing that now. Did you want me to tell my story about
I'd loved it. Yeah. We'd love to hear your story.
Yeah. This is going to be like a somewhat not ridiculous episode.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we probably could find a spin on it somewhere along the way. This time last year, after having my scheduled mammogram in March around my birthday, was all clear, So this time last year, roughly, you know, doing self-exams, whatever, I found some knots for like a big old hard spot under my left armpit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you kind of poke around at it and think, oh, that's weird. And it started to be a little tender. So I scheduled appointments. And everyone here is listening to the podcast, more than likely it's going to be male spouse. So you understand how TRICARE works with referral.
Oh, Those referrals.
The referrals. You contact your doctor, and then you get an appointment, and then he says, oh, it doesn't look, by this time my left breast is swelling, like getting big and, you know, knots. You can feel a knot in it. And so by this time, it's into April, early May. And so you go for your first appointment. He said, oh, well, I wouldn't worry too much. Cancer doesn't normally hurt. And mine's hurt. So I thought, okay, well, okay. So then I said, well, what's next? He said, well, let's get you an ultrasound and, you know, with that team. I said, okay, and MRIs and all that stuff. So you wait on the referrals, you wait on your appointments, and there's another couple weeks. So long story short, they said, oh, no, we need to biopsy this. So they biopsy it, and still, you know, the breast is getting huge. I mean, it's obnoxious, huge. Mm. And sore. So you wait and you wait and wait. Now we're in June. And the biopsy comes back and you go to your doctor. And of course, you sit there. And by the time you figured it out, I mean, life is not that complicated.
Right.
So you figured out this is not good. So they tell you, oh, I'm just so sorry to tell you that you do have cancer. Then you sit there numb and you're thinking, surely he didn't just tell me that.
Right.
You know. But you know you heard them because you know you're not dreaming. So you try to process, and then the tears start to flow without being an outburst for me. Your husband's sitting there, he's squeezing your leg and trying to, you know, keep you together. And so now you're trying to keep what the doctor's telling you, like, in a dream. And now they want to move on to, okay, well, what we do next? And I'm thinking, whoa, 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 you're going too fast. I need this. Just give me a minute to swallow this. So we get through that, and now they say, okay, well, we're going to do chemo. And okay, you know, that's the catchphrase. Okay, whatever you guys say. Okay. Right. So I did. I went through chemo, and I will tell you, I didn't have as – and they gave me the hard stuff, like I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah. And you imagine, I mean, look at the time frame we're at, guys.
Yeah, that's what
March, a clear scan according to MRI world. Mm-hmm. And we're technically now in June and they're telling me this is stage 3.
So how often were you doing, because you caught it doing a self-exam. Yeah. So how often were you doing those exams? Were you doing them monthly?
I didn't too much do it on a regular. It was just more like, you know, when you're drying off, you kind of poke around.
Right, okay.
And mind you, mine started to ache.
Right.
You know, so.
So you had something telling you. Like,
yeah, I had something to tell me. Mm-hmm.
Come check this out.
Yep. So the time frame wasn't long at all. So we go through the chemo, and they do all the biopsies, and they bring me back with a diagnosis that I was triple negative breast cancer, which means none of the markers for conventional therapy, they could aim at the cells or the cancer, because I wasn't on any kind of marker. There was no estrogen driven for ladies. It was just, something's weird going on. They call it environmental, maybe. Okay. So I didn't realize how deep this was getting until this year we're in now. When after the chemo, I did a double mastectomy. I'm backing up a little bit. I did the chemo. I chose to have both breasts removed. I will tell you guys this, for me, being married almost 32 years, raising 5 kids, traveling the globe, wars and all that, to take my breast off was not an issue for me. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to live. I said, I can go buy me some boobs, you know.
Right.
You know, yes. Matter of fact, I got me a set. You know, I got a set home thanks to TRICARE, but I told you, Leslie, we find it. We find mm-hmm. it.
You got to so, find humor in everything, I think. Yeah. No matter what it is, because I just it, think if you can laugh at it, then you are more likely to make it through it.
Yep. So we did all that. We did the chemo and removed the breast, and I was recovering from that. So that was November the 28th. I had my breast removed. My family, oh my gosh, we're not even going to start. That's a whole nother podcast, how supportive they were. Yeah. But, okay, so now we're in November. So we go through December, January, early February, they rescan me. Now, oh, no, not quite. I found some on top of the chest wall where your breasts were removed. You know, now it's a chest wall because there's no tissue there anymore. Uh-huh. And the skin started changing texture.
Okay.
On the left side, the side that the tumor was on.
Right.
So I'm telling my doc, I said, this don't look right. Can y'all look at this? And they just, you know how people look at you and they know something's not right, but they don't know what it is. So instead of them saying, I don't know what it is, they kind of just make you act like what you're seeing and feeling is really not that big of a deal. Right. Kind of gassed me off a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, oh, mm-hmm. you know, here I go again. Okay. Well, if you're the doctors, you know. So I'm creaming and cocoa buttering and shea buttering on this tissue. So finally went back the third time to another appointment. I was like, this don't look right. Y'all have to figure this out. I need a biopsy. Mm-hmm. So enough, that came back with cancer on the skin.
On the skin.
And then they scanned me and I have two lymph nodes that are infected behind my clavicle with tumors. So now they said, oh, we need to do radiation. And I was really trying to stay away from that because I had believed when they got to cancer, according to the pathology report, my quote-unquote markers came back. The margins were all clean, which means they believed they had gotten all the tumor out.
Okay.
But now we're looking at cells. So cells can be microscopic where you really can't detect them on these machines we have nowadays.
Okay.
So that's when I find out, according to man, and you will hear me say that because I'm a Christian, I believe that, you know, God has the final word. But according to doctors and man, my cancer is what they call incurable, and I'm going to always have to be under some kind of treatment.
Okay.
So that's when I went through the radiation. I'm going through the radiation. I have until Monday coming to do my last radiation. And the only reason, well, I should say the only reason, you know, the main reason I went with all the aggressive, because my stage was so far.
Right.
You know, had it been maybe one, we could have did a lumpectomy, maybe a couple treatments that went on about, but it was really advanced. So that's what I'm dealing with today. And so now we're at a year, literally a year, me mm-hmm. going through all this. And so that's my cancer pretty much
all story. While running a business.
Oh, never couldn't miss a beat. What are you going to do?
Right. I mean, that's kind of the nature of the beast, I guess.
It could have been anything. It could have been, you know, a broken bone or, I don't know, trouble with your family. But retail don't care.
Yep, that's mm-hmm.
true. And the light man don't care and the water company don't care and...
Yeah,
customers, I mean, they care to a point, but at the end of the day, it's not personal until it's you. So it's like, okay, you have to keep moving.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. how did you do that? Did you have extra support from employees or family who kind of took over the business for you while you were not able to go to work one day? Is that, or did you close down for the day? Or
yeah, it was a little bit of all of those.
Okay.
For the most part, like I said, my chemo, I did relatively well as far as the nausea, and I didn't have any sickness on my stomach or anything, but it took the wind out. It's like somebody just pulled the plug right out your back.
Right.
And they would tell you, and you try your best to get up and go and motivate, but that chemo would say you are sitting down, you're laying down for 3 or 4 days on end. Try to get up if you want to, but I got news for you. You will not be getting up, lady.
Yeah.
So through those days, I had a young lady who was volunteering. She was helping me. But see, now you're talking about someone being the face of your business that hasn't been, quote unquote, trained in my retail.
Right.
And my customer base and my product knowledge. So she did very well filling in the gaps opening the doors for those who wanted to come in and purchase. My husband, guys, we're just going to hang a halo all over him. So with that being said, he would come in after work and lock, you know, open up and do the best he could. So yeah, and that was, we would do days. Some days I would put on social media. I just can't. I let my customers and I let my friends and family know via social media that I was going through cancer. And that was twofold. One, I just believe in the truth and right. People, you can't help me if you don't have all the information necessary. My parents changed. It was changing. And I didn't want people looking at me across the counter or wherever I was thinking, okay, something's not right. Mm-hmm. What do I say? Can I ask? Is she sick? You know, what's going on? So in order to alleviate all that, it took me about 3 months or so. I went on social media and told people, and the support was overwhelming.
That's great.
So with that being said, that was purposeful to share my story, but also so my customers would know I'm just not closing the doors because I don't want to be there. I'm really having a hard time. If you could just bear with me, you know, I'd appreciate it. And that's what they did. They rallied around.
That's great. That's great. I follow your Facebook page and I think I saw one of those posts. So I think that's fantastic. The transparency is great. I think, I think your customers really love that. And, you know, that makes them want to support you is because of, you know, and it also makes you a human being.
You're right. I was just about to say, you're like a real person.
You know, you're not just a business owner. You're a human being and things happen. And I think that's fantastic.
Not to cut you off, but that's the good part about being small community business. We're not big box. I have talked with more people across this, I call it my cash stand where, you know, you bring up people on the other side. And I would stand here and we would talk 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And this has been the whole time I've been open for 3 years here in this location. And you become friends with these people and they know your life. And, you know, we got kids to go to school with each other. And so it's not like big box where you can't stand in the line. I can't go to Walmart and stand and chit chat with the lady who's checking me out. Mm-hmm. For 30 minutes because we found something in common, you know, but with small business, you know, at the end of the day, this is mine. If I want to sit here and talk to you all day, and if you don't mind, I don't care if I get anything done, you know, it was more important for me to have that conversation. So that's how my customers are. We just really
to connect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. That's what I love about the coffee shop too. I get to know everybody.
Mm-hmm. I miss that. I used to manage a stationery store in Pensacola, Florida, and it was a really small local store and everybody knew, and the customers that came in were the same folks all the time. And it was just, I loved it. And not to say that I'm not happy where I am, but I work in corporate America now and it's just a completely different
attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's fantastic. Now, let me add, just out of curiosity, do you the Bricka tests that are out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that's becoming because, huh?
What is that? I don't know.
It stands for I don't know exactly what it stands for, but it's the breast cancer gene, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they take a sample of something, blood or saliva or
it's
something.
Your, tissue or biopsy or blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was blood. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's to test to see if you have that gene. Because I have family members who have gone through breast cancer and have different illnesses and cancers that they've been through. And I actually did the 23andMe, you know, ancestry test a couple years ago, and they just released that if you did that, they have your DNA on file. They're like, for an additional, you know, money, for an additional XYZ, you can get the test done, and this includes Bricka. So I'm considering, I'll be 30, how old will I be this year? 36 or 37.
You like
we don't
me
know how long I'm married, how old we are.
I think I'll be 36 this year, but... But I mean, I'd rather go ahead and know now because
you have to know.
You
have to know.
You know, so
yeah. I did the test.
You did do the test
because I think it was required, and because I have two girls, and I'm on the the spectrum, obviously, because I have cancer, but I'm not on the marker that they were looking for. My mutation or my gene wasn't the one that's hereditary.
Interesting.
So that's a blessing. But I will tell you guys, we all know about the water situation here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and it's probably some other places, some other counties, whatever, but we had a water situation in Camp Lejeune back in the 80s.
What happened?
It's just contaminated.
We don't know.
It's contaminated. Yeah. And a boy, Camp Lejeune. So there are lawsuits out there. There legislation. They're trying to, I don't know if compensate is the right word, but pretty much they acknowledge that their water was a mess and it was causing all kind of trouble. So that's why you have like 3 in 6 men with breast cancer now, where it didn't used to be that way. And 4 out of 6 women. And that's why my breast cancer, we believe it, this doesn't run in my family at all.
Yeah, no, they even said it was environmental, right?
Yeah, it was environmental. I'm 49, so I turned 49 in March. So you figure I was 48 when I got diagnosed. And like all my life, but my son is 31. He was born here at Camp Lejeune. I'm raised here at Camp Lejeune. And I remember he came out with extra, how you say it, fingers?
On the extremities
on the pinky side, on both sides of his pinky, like another finger wanted to grow. So we got that straightened out right away, but you figured that, you know, and now this, and my doctor says, he brought it up. He said, Ms. Ferguson, were you here in the 80s? I said, yeah, we were here from 86 to 92. He said, I really believe that your situation is more from that water situation.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we had already been in the works with whoever the agency is to be accounted for as someone involved with that water situation. But so that was already in the works anyway. But yeah, get your test, ladies. And I would suggest, ladies, if you have a choice between doing ultrasound and the traditional MRI, don't do the traditional. I mean, things can hide and get, you know, behind stuff, tissue. Do the ultrasound if you have an option.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had suggestions for us and for our listeners.
And don't be afraid. At the end of the day, I want to know everything, what's going on. I want a fair shake. And you can't get a fair shake if, you know, you're hiding or you're afraid to find out if you think, you know, you may have some illnesses or whatever. Knowledge is power. And the more we know, the better. You want to be in your own fight. You want to be in your own, you know, match. You don't want to be somebody pulling strings behind you. So you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
For sure.
Wow.
Wow. I told y'all Donna was awesome.
Yeah,
you Donna. A mess. I love you. You know, and that's the one thing I'm working on now as far as personal. This takes a lot out of people. It's like you wake up every day and in your mind, you're thinking, okay, cancer day. And then you just have to fight. You have to claw your way back to joy, peace, happiness. Camaraderie, you really have to claw your way back. So when you see people that's smiling and you know they have something going on in their life, know that they are literally fighting every day just to get some type of energy to be inclusive with this human race, you know, because we can all call up in a little knot and just sleep all day, but we need to get back into the, you know, to human race and start interacting with people. And you can't do that if you don't have joy, sunshine and rainbows, and so that's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what get is, it, Leslie.
I don't know. Y'all can't see me over here. I'm like, woo! Hands are in the air.
So, Donna, what is the name of your? There's my little timer thing telling us it's time. What is the name of your shop, and where can our listeners find you to purchase your wares, and what exactly is it that you sell in your shop?
Right. So what we do here at SALT, which is an acronym for Soak Away Life Troubles.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's mindset. And this was way back, you know, when I thought of this. But anyway, we make bath and body products here, all from scratch. Everything from handmade soap, bath bombs, lotion, lip butters, all that. It's all from scratch. And we also have a create and take table space where people can come in anytime our doors are open and make your own bath bombs. You can sit in your own body polish. You can sit your own fragrance oils, candles. So that's fabulous.
That's but cool.
I love that idea. So you can find us on obviously Facebook mm-hmm. with the at soakawaylifetroubles.com. So the S is on troubles, not on life.
Soakawaylifetroubles.com.
.com too for shopping, but at Facebook, Instagram.
Okay.
So that's what we do. What else was the question?
Oh, it's just where can I find you? Yeah.
Right. And we're physically going to relocate from our brick and mortar store. We've been here in Jacksonville in the New River Shopping Center for 3 years. But of course, with my health, economics, we're not even going to sugarcoat it. Things get to be a little heavy and it's too much for one person to handle. So I had to scale back a little bit. And I'm not scaling back on my output. I'm scaling back on the responsibilities, the overhead of running a brick and mortar. So we decided to pull back a little bit and go into a shared space with a good friend of mine, Mimi Simmons. She has a theater company here in Jacksonville and she's downtown. So we're going to share her space, her brick and mortar space. So we're going to be relocating there. Should be open May 1st. And that's at 742 Court Street here in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If y'all are in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and my husband's Navy, so whenever we hear Jacksonville, we always think Florida.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Jacksonville, Florida, or Jacksonville, North Carolina, make sure you go and check out Donna's shop. It sounds awesome. I'd love to come in there and make my own scents. I'm like,
oh my gosh, that's the fun part. See, that's where I get caught up at. That's so much fun to me.
I know. Well, Donna, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Inspired. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, caffeines. Today's episode is brought to you by Soak Away Life Troubles. Some of us call it salt. Soak Away Life Troubles is a bath and body line that is strictly handcrafted by Donna herself. Soak Away Life Troubles has also partnered up with Classy Broads Coffee and Tea to bring a unique tea-infused bath and body product to the market. So to check either of these out, go to soakawaylifetroubles.com or herbalteafountain.com. You can find both of those on Facebook and Instagram.
That's it, y'all. Thanks for joining us. We hope you had a great time today, and we'll hope you'll join us next time. Have a great day.